The Jack Benny Program. Starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, the Sportsman Quartet, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce the star of our show, a man who...
Wait a minute, Don, wait a minute.
What?
You better not start the program until we're sure we're working.
Working? Mary, what's this all about?
Well, Bob, remember what happened last week? Jack got all mixed up. Missed half his program, and now he's in trouble with the sponsor.
Hey, this is serious. Jack loses the program, I'll have to go out and find a job.
So will I.
What do you do, Mary?
Well, I don't know whether to get my own radio show or go into television.
Oh?
But in the meantime, tell your wife to buy her stockings at the May Company. I'll give her a discount.
I will. Where's Jack now?
He's on the phone in his dressing room talking to the sponsor. Gee, I hope it worked out all right.
You see, Mr. Lewis, when I missed my program last week, it wasn't... Mr. Lewis, are you listening?
Yes, Jack, I'm listening.
Well, when I missed the first half of my program last week, it wasn't my fault. My watch said 3:15 when it was really 4:15. Oh, you see it. It wasn't my fault at all, you know.
Excuses. Nothing but excuses.
But, Mr. Lewis, didn't you ever make a mistake?
I never make mistakes.
Oh. Well, anyway, Mr. Lewis, when you hired me...
All right, I made one.
I knew you'd admit it. Anyway, Mr. Lewis, when you hired me, we had an understanding. Mr. Lewis... Oh, my goodness, we've been cut off. Operator.
Oh, Mabel, what is it, Geister?
Mr. Benny's line is flashing.
Yeah, I wonder what Piss the Fire wants now.
Maybe he... Uh-oh, he was talking to New York and I must have cut him off. I'm sorry, Mr. Benny, I'll connect you again.
Say, Geister. Let's listen in and hear what he's saying.
Listen in. Mabel, how can you suggest a thing like that?
Oh, now, Geister, don't put on airs for me. You know, you didn't get that cauliflower ear from boxing. Go ahead, listen in and hear what Mr. Benny's saying.
I don't have to listen in. I'm going out with him tonight, and you know him. One glass of Manischewitz wine, and he tells you everything.
Man, come on, Geiger, be a sport. Put on the earphones and listen to what he's saying.
Okay. See, the sponsor's really giving it to him. And Mr. Benny's sure pleading for his job.
No kidding.
Yeah. And now he's bragging about his talent. What a great comedian he is. What a wonderful violinist. Now he's imitating Johnny Ray.
You mean he's singing?
Now he's crying. Gee, sure is lucky. The sponsor said he'd give him another chance.
Operator.
Yes.
Oh, Gertrude, I'm through with my New York call. Would you please figure up the charges? Now, how long did I talk?
Well, you talked 27 minutes and 30 seconds, making a total...
$18.45. Thank you, Gertrude.
You're welcome, Mr. Einstein.
Imagine, $18. A had $18.45 to call New York. It's only 6 cents for an airmail stamp. But then you can't cry in a letter. Oh, well, I better get on the stage. Hey, Dennis is going into a song.
I went to your wedding, although I was ready, the thought of losing you, the organ was playing, my poor heart kept saying, your dreams, your dreams are true.
I went to your wedding, sung by Dennis Day. And very good, Dennis. And now, kid.
Well, say, Jack.
What is it, Mary? I mean, Don. Don, what is it?
How'd you make out with your phone call with the sponsor?
Fine, fine. We had a little argument, but he talked me into not quitting. And now...
But, Jack, something's wrong. Look how nervous you are.
Mary's right, Jack. What are you worried about?
Look, all of you. Everything went fine. I'm not worried and I'm not nervous. Now, let's get on with the show. Where's Kenny Baker?
Kenny Baker? He has been with us for 12 years.
Oh, yes. Anyway, look, kids, I'm not nervous. I'm not upset. Why should I be upset? The sponsor didn't fire me.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Jack.
Me too.
Same here. I wouldn't want to have to look for a new job.
Doesn't make any difference to me. I was going to quit anyway.
Quit?
Uh-huh.
But, Dennis, what's the reason?
Confidential.
Well, if it's confidential, come out in the hall and tell me.
Okay.
Excuse us, Mary.
Well, she can come, too.
But, Dennis, you said it was confidential. If it's confidential, it should be between two people.
Oh, then you and Mary go. I'll stay here.
Look, Dennis, haven't I had enough trouble today? Now, tell me why you want to quit.
My mother doesn't like your program.
Well, she doesn't, eh? What does she like about it?
You.
Me?
Every time you say hello again, you ought to see the veins in her neck stick out.
Look, Dennis, you can tell your mother whether she likes me or not. You have a contract with me, and it's got 2 years to run.
Gee, 2 years. I don't think her neck will make it.
I don't care about that.
Dennis, behave yourself. Jack missed half of his program last week, and he's having enough trouble with his sponsors. So stop bothering with your family problems.
Yes. I don't care what your mother thinks.
My father likes you.
He does?
May he rest in peace.
Stop being silly. This morning when I called your house, your father answered the phone.
That was a recording.
Now cut that out. And do me a favor, will you? Let's forget about the sponsor and just concentrate on doing good shows.
Well, Jack, I'll do all I can.
I know, Bob, I know.
Say, by the way, did you notice the way I've improved the orchestra?
I certainly did, Bob. The band sounds wonderful lately.
Thank you.
Especially the saxophone. What'd you do to that section?
I eliminated it.
Oh, good.
Good. Jack, I've also been scouting around for a new piano player.
A new piano player? What's the matter? Don't you like the way Bagby plays?
Well, it's not that, but I can save you a lot of money if we replace him. You see, the Musicians Union demands that we pay Bagby time and a half.
How come?
Well, he's got 15 fingers.
Bagby's got 15 fingers?
Yeah. He can play kitten on the keys and pick your pocket at the same time.
How do you like that, huh?
Say, Bob, I think you ought to be careful how you make changes in the band.
Well, why?
Well, those boys have been together for a long time.
Yeah.
You take one out, they'll all fall down.
That's right. Anyway, Bob, we'll talk about the band later. Right now, we got a very important play to do.
Yeah, Jack, we better get started with it.
What's the play about, Jack?
Well, it's a thrilling story of how a newspaper reporter solves a murder. Now, I play the part of Scoop Benny, the fearless, fighting, two-fisted... the two-fisted editor-in-chief... the Los Angeles Daily Bugle.
Am I in it?
Yes, Bob. You play my star reporter. You're in it too, Mary. And Dennis. Dennis, where's Dennis? Now, Dennis, how about taking an interest in my program?
Let's do the play.
Okay. Now, go ahead, Don. Announce it.
I can, Jack. The scripts aren't here.
They aren't? Did you see the scripts, Mary?
Well, maybe your writers have them. They're in the conference room.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they're revising it. I'll go and see. Now, writers are the only ones who take an interest in the show. Hey, fellas.
Quiet.
Hey, fellas, I'm looking for the script you wrote for our play. Where is it?
We don't know. We didn't see nothing around here. When we wrote it, we gave it to you.
Yes?
Why don't you, yes?
All right, all right. Yes, yes. What a mistake I made hiring those guys. They were standing on the corner selling pencils. I thought they were writers. Oh, well.
Did you get the script, Jack?
No.
But, Jack, this is ridiculous. How are we going to do a play without a script?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Maybe I left them at home. Give me the phone, Mary. I'll call Rochester.
Okay, here it is.
Said he gave me the script. Wonder what happened to it. Maybe Milton Berle. No, he's in New York. I don't know.
This is Barry Burns, State Screen Radio and...
Oh, stop that! Now, look, Rochester, we got a play to do here, and I can't find the script. Did I leave them at home?
No, you put them in the glove compartment of your car.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. Thanks, Rochester. Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, Rochester.
Yes, boss.
You better rush down here at the studio. You know, we do our television show as soon as my radio program is over.
I know.
And don't be late, Rochester. I need you.
Oh, boss. Let's just say we need each other.
Yeah, yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I left my scripts in my car. Will you go out and get them?
But Jack, I'm supposed to do the commercial now.
Don, run out and get my scripts. I'll do the commercial for you.
But Jack...
Never mind. Run along.
Okay.
This is my chance to get on the good side of my sponsor.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, get better taste. Be happy, go lucky, get better taste today. Poodly, poo, 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 poo. Be happy, go lucky, be happy, get better taste. Be happy, go lucky, I hope I'm here next week.
I thank you.
Now it's time out for a song by Dennis Day.
Thank you, Don. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our play, A Day in the Life of a Newspaper Man. Take it, Don.
Ladies and gentlemen, as our scene opens, we find Scoop Benny, the two-fisted editor-in-chief of the Los Angeles Daily Bugle, hard at work in his office. Sitting at the next desk is his star reporter, Life Crosby.
Los Angeles Bugle, Scoop Benny speaking. What? Give me all the details. Seven of them, huh? Say they're taking off at midnight? Thanks for the tip. I'll be there.
What is it, Scoop?
Late show at the Burbank Theater. Daily Bugle, Scoop Benny speaking.
Hello, big boy. This is Mrs. Archibald J. Stuffington of 204 Stuffington Road, California.
Stuffington, eh? How are you, Stuffy?
Got a big story for you. Come up to my apartment. My husband has just been... murdered.
What was that?
My husband has just been... murdered.
What was that?
You don't like him, do you?
I don't even know. Are you sure he's dead?
Any more questions?
Well, I'll be right over there, Mrs. Stuffington, and try to solve this murder before the police come. See that the body stays where it is. What's that?
If it moves now, you've got a real story.
Well, I'll be right over. Goodbye. Here's the house, Flash. We'll get to the bottom of this murder or know the reason why. Hello, we're from the Los Angeles Daily Bugle. Who are you?
I'm the butler.
Oh, you're the butler, eh? Well, I'll question you first. Were you here when the murder was committed?
Uh-huh.
Did you hear any gunshots?
Yes, well, I was making coffee.
How many gunshots did you hear?
I heard the first one in the kitchen, the second one at the front door, and three more as I was going through Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Cucamonga? How'd you get back here so fast?
My suspenders were caught on the doorknob.
Your suspenders were caught on the doorknob?
Pretty snappy comeback, huh?
Yes, yes.
Yours gave me that one.
All right. Now, where's Mrs. Stuffington?
Here I am, boys. I've been waiting for you.
Now, Mrs. Stuffington, I'm here to solve this murder. And I'm going to question you right now.
Well, just a minute. I'll call my butler. Oh, Goodrich, bring me a martini.
Yes, madam.
Wait a minute, Mrs. Stuffington. How can you sit here drinking martinis when your husband has just been murdered?
You're right. Goodrich.
Yes, madam?
Put a black olive in it.
Stuffington, I know you committed the murder, so you might as well confess.
Oh, yeah? Well, you can't prove a thing.
Oh, yes, we can. Look here, Scoop. I just found a dictograph. I played it, and there's incriminating evidence in it.
Evidence, eh? Well, turn it on again, Flash.
Okay.
I want to hear this.
Goodrich here.
Yes, darling?
Did you get the gun?
Also the rope, the club, and the poison.
You figured how are you going to kill him?
Yes. I'm going to make him swallow the poison and then tie the rope around his neck.
What are you going to do with the club?
I'm going to tie him on the popo.
What?
I don't want to make him laugh.
Well, Mrs. Stuffington, are you ready to confess?
Why should I? There's not one word there that says I killed my husband.
She's right, Flash.
Oh, no, she isn't. She hasn't heard the rest of it.
You mean there's more? Turn on that dictograph again.
Okay.
What's that?
Oh, my goodness. I guess the radio must have been on while we were planning the murder.
Yeah.
Oh, then you did plan it.
Get the hint, get the hint. It's going, going. It's a home run for Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb?
We've been planning this murder for a long time.
They call the paper, Flash. We got a great story.
This has been the Jack Benny Show with Mary Livingston, Rochester Dennisay, and yours truly, Don Rowe. Jack Benny comes to you each week at this time through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.